Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We continue our previous shir. We saw the machlokes where Rashi holds that if you hear nine tkiyas from nine people all at once simultaneously, yotze Tosfos is not yotze. This Tosfos holds that it has to be kaseidel toward tkiya. Rashi holds that as long as the tkiya doesn't, the tour doesn't become before the tkiyas, you're cool. If they're at the same time, it's fine. It's only bad if the tour comes before the tkiya, but if they're at the same time, everything is fine. And tumura and afdalad amin aleph, so we can connect this with another machlokes, says Moyo Rabbi Shlita. In tumura afdalad, it says that if you're makdim truma, you first take off truma, separate truma, and then you take separate bikurim, your oven aloysis say, it says, mulas chum demachav es acher, and you're now allowed to be me'acher the bikurim to the turma. First you take bikurim and then turma, not vice versa. Tosfos writes that if you're mafrish, in the name of Yerushalmi, that if you're mafrish true and bikurim bevas achas, it's true that you're not over on the loysa say, because you weren't makdim the turma. Nevertheless, you're over on the asay. You're not over on a loysa say, because you weren't makdim the truma, but you are over on an asay, because included in the tzivui, not to be me'acher, the bikurim, there's also a tzivui to be makdim the bikurim. In other words, there's an asay, the loysa say is not to be me'acher, and the asay is to be makdim the bikurim to the truma. And so writes the Rash, Perek Zayin, Tchilas Mishnah Vov. Of Demai. So we have the day of the Yerushalmi, that if the Torah makes a Seder, not only are you not allowed to be makdim the Me'uchor, you're not allowed to make what's later earlier, but even if you do it Bevas Achas, Lav Shapir Ko'ovid. It's no good to do it simultaneously because that's not considered asiya kaseder. So huadin gabit kis. We could say we do it bevas achas. There's no kiyum of the seder, and that's shitas hatesis. The yumto kadavu lefizeh shitas hatesis. That if you hear nine kis from nine bnei adam lo yotza, because the Ran in his chedushim brings that it says in Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perak Beis Halacha Beis Mefurash Kedivrei Hatesis Vim Ken Yeshleima. שהירושלמי לשיטוסי, שהירושלמי סובר שמפריש תחומה וביקורים בבס אחס עובר באסי, because the Yerushalmi holds the shitosim that you're also not allowed to hear nine tkiyas from nine people at once, because included in not being ma'acher the muktam is also not to do it bevas achas. So you have to do it keseder, you can't do it bevas achas. So Tosfos holds, so the Yerushalmi holds like that with regard to Tum and Bikurim, that they can't be Bevas Achas. And also with regard to Tkiyas, so it's beautiful that the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. So, Fizeh midivrei ha-Tosefta, shehevi Rashi, shemefura shebeshama Bevas Achas kol ha-Tkiyas yotza, harei muchach delestlei la-Tosefta svaras ha-Yerushalmi. So it's muchach that the Tosefta doesn't hold of the svara of the Yerushalmi, because the Tosefta holds that if you hear all bevas achas, you are yotze. By bazoi, if you're mafrish truma will be cool in bevas achas, you aren't over anything according to the Tosefta, and it's mutar lechatchila, because again the shitasam, you're allowed to hear the nine tkiyas at once, the truma and bikurim are also allowed to be separated at once, as long as you're not makdim the truma to the bikurim. The revach v'hatzala yamoid lanu v'fize at the Rambam in the third parak of Trumis doesn't mention that it's aser to be mafrish b'vas achas. And the Mabit writes at the end of Perek Gimel that it's mutter to be mafrish bevas achas. And Shlomo Zalman is Mardanei Oretz, Noi Zayin is Meir, How does the Rambam argue with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, "You're not allowed to be mafresh b'vas achas." And the Rambam L'chor is arguing according to the Kiryas Sefer. How does he argue with the Yerushalmi? And the answer is gevaldik, that the Rambam is like the Tosefta. The Rambam is like the Tosefta, that you're allowed to do b'vas achas. So you're going to ask, "Guy, the Rambam writes in Hilchot Shofar Gimel Vav, not like the Tosefta, yells that if you hear nine tkiyas b'vas achas from nine people, you're not yotzei." So how can he say, by when it comes to Truman Bikurim, you're allowed to do it b'vas achas, and when it comes to the nine tkiyas, you're not allowed to do it b'vas achas, not a kasha? Because the reason the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Tosefta is not because of Tosfos, that the tkiya has to precede the Torah. Because we mentioned earlier that l'shitas ha-Tosfos, in the previous shiur, we saw that it's true you're not yotzei kol ha-tkiyas, but you still yotzei the first tkiya. The Rambam holds that you're not even yotzei the first tkiya. And the Ket Lecha Mishnah says, why not? And he answers that dafka b'shofar b'chatzotzos, that are two kolos mishunim, mahani b'chov yivalei, abo beis kolos shel shofar tkiya v'truma gorat fei. I feel achas miam lo yatzah. So if you have two different kailas, like a shofar and a chatzotzra, see your yotze, if it's chaviv. But two kailas of a shofar, which are the same, similar, even though it's a tkiya and a tura, but it's still the same shofar, it's worse, and you're not even yotze one of them. So he doesn't hold like Tosfos. In other words, the Rambam's reason is because you pasha can't hear. So the Rambam isn't that paskening. Rambam isn't passing like Tosfos because you need keseder, because the Rambam holds you're not even yotzei the first kia. So the Rambam holds the reason you're not yotzei by shofar is because you can't hear when it's two kolos of shofar at once. In the Mela, when it comes to the Heilige Truman Bikurim, the Rambam could paskin that you don't need keseder. Now the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam also had a girsa in the Tosefta like Rashi, that if you hear nine tkiyas from nine people, you are yotzei. Just the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. In other words, the Rambam's girsa in the Tosefta is yotzei. The Rambam's girsa in the Gemara is lo yotzei. And therefore the Rambam was derech the Tosefta mikorech haGemara, v'kach kosev Rabbeinu Manoyach. V'nimtza lefi zeh, שמדברי התוספתא מוכח דלא כירושלמי גבי מפריש תרומה ביקורם בבס אחס. אלא שהדין של התוספתא גבי תקיע שפר דוח הרמב"ם מתיים אחרינו כדברי הלחם משנה. So from the תוספתא you see not like the ירושלמי, because the תוספתא doesn't require כסדר. The תוספתא holds יצא, because the תוספתא doesn't require כסדר. And the ירושלמי does require כסדר. Like we see, also by being mafresh tshuma bikurim b'vas achas, the Yerushalmi holds you need keseder. And the reason the Rambam doesn't accept the Tosefta legabei tkiyas shofar is for a different reason, because he holds that you can't hear it if they're two different kolos of shofar, you can't hear. But by tshuma bikurim, the Rambam would hold they could be mafresh b'vas achas mikoyach haTosefta, because the Rambam had a Tosefta that Shama test kios mitest ben adam kechad yatsa. The Rambam just holds lo yatsa because he can't hear. But in theory, he doesn't require keseder. So memela, because of that tosefta that you don't need keseder, the Rambam would also hold that if you are mafresh, zroma bikurim b'vas achas, you're yotze. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we are hopefully going to see a svara why a mechudish de kesvara, why even if we hold by trumis, you're allowed to be mafresh, trumis be kulam b'basachas, by tkiyas shofar, it can't be b'basachas. So that's our avoda for the next year, and I thank you for listening so much. B'li neder, we should be zeichet to continue. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends.